Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the award-winning journalist, chiefhomeofficer.com is his website. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. We're talking about getting organized, using analog, taking advantage of both analog and digital resources. And when I say analog, I'm talking about pen and paper primarily. And the digital, of course, you know what that is. You know, Jeff, since I became digital, you know, decades ago, I've been a lot more organized. 100% of my contact information is digital. So much of my life is digital these days, and I'm probably only about 20% analog.
Yeah.
But that 20% is really important to me. Now, it's not holdout. I'm not a holdout. It's not that. It's just that some things are handier on paper or on dry erase or whatever, the scan. But you know, the other thing that I worry about is I don't always completely trust the digital. And folks, you know, some people might say, well, you old fogey, you know, why would you not trust it? Well, you know what? I think that's a healthy thing, not to trust the digital 100%. What do you think?
Well, I you know, digital has its inherent, they all have their inherent shortcomings. So if you're analog, you know, we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago where I was out on the road and an editor emailed me and said, how's that deadline? I'm like, did I just blow the deadline? I don't know, because it was written on my whiteboard back in my office, and, you know, I could have searched my emails, but it would have taken, you know, long, and there was no one back in my office to look on the whiteboard and say, no, it's due in 2 weeks, you're fine. So that's an inherent shortcoming of analog. What I did is I started putting deadlines on my calendar, on my digital, you know, my Google Calendar, so I could look it up on my phone. Now, what if my phone was low on juice? What if my phone didn't have the data?
What if you accidentally put the right information in? What if you accidentally garbage in, garbage out? Maybe
you
didn't
put the right
down what the to remind you, you know.
Right. Right.
And for, I which think I, which that I've we need done.
We have to be cognizant of that. I mean, it's as simple as that. No, you know, as they say, the carpenter doesn't blame his tools. The skilled worker today, whoever he or she may be, you know, if your tool has a fault that doesn't jive with the way you work, then maybe you need a new tool, or maybe you need to adapt the way you use it, or maybe you need to use it right. You know, I mean, we've had conversations about, you know, certain tools, you know, whether it's Outlook or Goldmine or Salesforce, or as I use Gmail and Google Contacts, it's silly simple to use some of these applications as long as you use them right and they fit what you need. Look, I'm not a guy who lives on the commission, so I need to have as robust a sales tool as a Goldmine or a Salesforce. I can get away with a very simple contact manager. That's fine, and that works for me. You need to know what your needs are. It's like when you go out and buy a car. I want to buy a car. Well, do you want bucket seats? Do you want heated seats? Do you want stick shift? Well, I haven't thought about that. Well, maybe you should know what you want before you go out and buy a car, so you don't drive home with the wrong vehicle.
Another thing, you and I were talking about this earlier, is just because, you know, knowing which technology will handshake with another technology, knowing whether Google and Outlook will connect with each other properly, you know, knowing what the, because there are all these different platforms out there, aren't there?
And, oh, absolutely.
Because I use Outlook primarily. I don't like it, but I do. You use Google Calendar and email, and you like it, and you know, maybe I'd be better off. But the question is, if most of my customers use Outlook and I change over to Google, will they work together? That's another thing you have to think about.
Well, yeah, you need to, whether, you know, one part of the equation is will it play nice with you,
mm-hmm.
and then the other part is will it play nice with others. So does it work with the technology you have? Are you going to have to go out and buy some new smartphone or tablet or computer to make it work with what you're doing? You don't want to spend a ton of money just to change a piece of software. By the same token, will it work well with the others that you're talking to? So maybe you go out and you talk to users. Maybe mm-hmm. you go out and you talk to your clients. You say, hey, I'm thinking of switching from X to Y.
There's probably a YouTube video on it or something.
I've got to tell you, took the words out of my mouth. You talk to your own IT guy. You talk to others, and you search YouTube.
Most of us talk to our own IT guy every day, but without saying anything. We're in our own head, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm going to take off the marketing hat. I'm going to put on the IT hat.
Exactly.
And say, Jeff, what do you think about this? But you need that outsider perspective. And just know that a lot of these people who create these solutions, say that the people at Google or at some of the other, the companies out there that are making the software, they do this for a living,
mm-hmm.
and they've thought a few steps or a few hundred steps or a few hundred miles ahead of where we are, such that I'm amazed at how intuitive some of this stuff is. I wish it could do blank. You do a couple mm-hmm. of keystrokes, hey, it does blank, you know, and I didn't think about that. Well, they did. So if you need to transition, if you need it a little simpler, you know, it went from being using software that was so robust to getting to sort of scaling back and say, I don't need that much.
Especially when
I need 5% of what
right,
I can do.
Exactly.
You know,
hey, Jeff,
scale it back.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good
Absolutely.
Job today, as always. Come back soon.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me, Jim.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. That's Jeffrey's website. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
But like a fool, I went on, whether the right or wrong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.